It took Carlos Barco more than a decade to save enough money to start his popular Salvadoran restaurant in Perry, Iowa. But he's worried he could lose it all if voters elect a president committed to deporting millions of immigrants.
I would think it would actually affect me also, since I only have a work permit. So I think they will affect the whole community that has just a work permit, that we could all get deported.
Barco left El Salvador for the U.S. in 1992 to make a better life for his family. A work permit helped him get a job at the Tyson Food Plant outside of Perry, which employs many immigrants. Workers at the plant have transformed this small Iowa town of about 7,000.
Probably about 40% Hispanic. There's a small percentage of Sudanese and some other immigrants, some Asians.
Steve Parnell owns a music store across the street from Barco's restaurant. He is undecided and says he's conservative, the kind of voter Republican candidates need in order to win the Iowa caucuses next year. But he is troubled by Republican frontrunner Donald Trump, who pledges to deport 11 million illegal immigrants.
If Mr. Trump were to get the nomination and run against the Democratic candidate, that he would have to come up with some more realistic plans, some more viable plans in order to be elected.
Republican presidential candidate New Jersey Governor Chris Christie agrees. He tells VOA that deporting 11 million illegal immigrants isn't feasible.
15,000 people a day, every day for 2 years. There's not enough law enforcement.
I would like for all the candidates to address this issue in a stable and in realistic way.
Swallow Yan came to Iowa from China 24 years ago. He is now a U.S. citizen and votes in the complicated Iowa caucuses in every presidential election.
I'm still learning and I try to understand and try to know more about candidates, so I have not made a decision yet.
But for Carlos Barco, there is no decision to make. He is not a U.S. citizen, cannot vote, and his future is at the mercy of others.
I would lose everything because I haven't been to my country in 15 years. I don't know anyone there. I don't have many things that I have here in the United States.
The Iowa caucuses are scheduled for February 2nd. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Perry, Iowa.